Discovery Health Medical Scheme has launched South Africa's first ever Sharia-compliant medical scheme arrangement. This four-part podcast series is dedicated to explaining this innovative offering in full. The series is hosted by seasoned broadcaster Shafiq Morton and features expert guests who share leading insights into the way in which Sharia law and takaful have been incorporated into this groundbreaking new arrangement.
Welcome to the second of four episodes in our special podcast series focusing on the Discovery Health Medical Scheme's new Sharia-compliant arrangement.
Joining us today are Farzana Baba, Head of Health Product Development at Discovery Health, Firoz Borat, our Chief Marketing Officer, and Uwais Jasset, a Sharia consultant. People, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam.
Farzana,
let's kick off with you. Do you think the Discovery Health Medical Scheme's new Sharia-compliant arrangement, interestingly a first for South Africa and for Africa, meets an urgent Muslim community need?
Yeah, so I think we know that about 3% of South African population are currently Muslims. And in terms of how many are currently uncovered, it's hard to tell, but we can assume that probably 50 to 80% of Muslims are sitting without cover today as a result of there not being a Sharia compliant arrangement available. For me, I think the beauty in the way in which it has been set up is that it ensures Sharia compliance while still ensuring that it complies with the Medical Schemes Act. And it ensures that it's available on any medical scheme plan. So it's not a new benefit product. It's not a new option. It's basically set up to be an investment arrangement on any of the existing plans. So what that means is that existing members that are on other medical schemes that don't have Sharia compliant arrangement available to them, or those that are sitting uncovered, can now choose from one of the 23 medical scheme options that are available to you, whether you prefer to join a comprehensive plan with a large medical savings element or a core plan, which is more of a hospital type plan. You can select the plan that is most suitable for you, and you can have the assurance that behind the scenes, the way in which the investments are set up are Sharia compliant. I think that by doing it in this way, we will definitely be targeting the Muslim population and I mean anyone that ascribes to these types of principles and would like to have an arrangement with an underlying investment backing of this sort.
Uwais, just to reassure anybody listening to us today, this is solid to the core. Number one, the Islamic finance sector in South Africa is very stable. It's well established. It's one of the biggest growth sectors on our financial landscape. And number two, there's the Discovery Health behind all of this in terms of Sharia compliancy. So we can obviously reassure any potential client and any existing clients, this is absolutely solid to the core.
Definitely. And I think, I mean, if we look at the Islamic finance landscape in South Africa, there's a number of operators that have launched in the last couple of years across the various financial products. And medical schemes was the one area that was lacking. And I think that with Discovery coming on board and creating this arrangement that members can choose a Sharia-compliant version means that we've addressed a need in this market. And so now if we look at the Islamic financial landscape, I mean, it's almost a person can live and operate in South Africa financially and have Sharia-compliant products from start to finish.
Firoz, to move over to you, as somebody who's at the cutting edge of marketing, in your case, what is the most frequently answered question you're getting in your case before we go into a lot of the specifics, for example, of how people can join, who can join, etc.? But what are you facing right now?
So there certainly has been quite a bit of interest since we've launched. We've seen a lot of discussion on various platforms around the Sharia compliant arrangement. I guess going back to what Farzana is saying is, while there are a lot of the community that are not covered, Discovery Health Medical Scheme being the biggest open medical scheme in South Africa certainly would have quite a number of our community already on the scheme. And one of the first questions one is presented with is, I'm already a member. Do I have access to the Sharia arrangement? And the answer is most definitely yes. And in fact, we've made that process really simple, that you could speak to your existing advisor, and we've made it a very simple online solution where you simply go on and opt for the Sharia compliant arrangement as your preferred option. So, you know, we invite all of our existing members to ensure that they are on the Sharia compliant arrangement, we've made it simple for you. And in doing so, we're ensuring that we are servicing this community as comprehensively as possible.
And Farzana, I know already a number of questions have already come up. How easy is it for a person to join the arrangement? We've already had references to it, but just run us through some of the specifics that are concerned with this in terms of how do I come on board? And even if I'm not a member of Discovery, how easy is it for me to come on board?
I think what's really important to us is to make sure that we've allow people to join the Sharia compliant arrangement across all the avenues that we make available, and to also make it available in a very simple and easy way. And so we've allowed your financial advisor to do this on your behalf. So if you've got a good relationship with your broker, contact your broker and they will be able to select the Sharia compliant arrangement for you, whether you are a new member or an existing member. For anyone who's existing and likes to do these types of setups on their own and is comfortable doing this kind of admin, what you can do is log on to either the Discovery app or the Discovery website, and you navigate towards ManageYourHealthPlan. If you scroll down, you'll see a section where it says Sharia compliant arrangement. When you tick on that specific section, there's a tick box that says that I'd like to ensure that my medical scheme plan is administered in line with the Sharia principles. And it will take you literally a matter of 10 to 20 seconds to do that. And we will automatically record your request. I think I've done a few of these with some of my friends and family over the weekend, and they were quite surprised at how quick and easy it was to do that. And then I think lastly, if you'd like to call your advisor or even log on to the call center, you're able to do that as a means of selecting the Sharia compliant arrangement.
Farzana, it's interesting you're using the word financial advisor. For argument's sake, let's say I am invested with company X that does Islamic finance. Can I go to that financial advisor to click me into Discovery? Let's say, for example, I might be quite elderly. I struggle to even send a WhatsApp, and I'm a bit nervous about the cyberspace, as it were. Can I do that?
Absolutely. So I think your financial advisor has access to a financial advisor zone. And so if you prefer to go that route, chat to your financial advisor, who will have all access to these capabilities and be able to select this arrangement for you.
Ways, over to you. In terms of costing, is there going to be any difference in costs if I come on board to the Sharia compliant arrangement with Discovery Health? I think that probably is a question that a number of people might be asking.
No, so there isn't. A quick answer is no. But I think that's the beauty of how Discovery has launched this, is that because we've created the Sharia arrangement that gives you the exact same cover, benefits, and contributions are exactly the same. So you're actually getting the best of both worlds. You're getting the best of Discovery's products, but also you're getting a Sharia compliant arrangement. So you're scoring because you're getting this additional comfort that the Sharia scholars have looked at this and have approved it from a Sharia compliant perspective, and you're getting Discovery's best of class products.
And for us, obviously, in this arrangement, there's a range of choices that I can make as a client. You've referred to, I might just want a hospital plan, I might want comprehensive cover, I might want something in between, or a bit of this and a bit of that. Obviously, you're going to be able to accommodate that. Tell us how you do it.
I mean, Farzana and Wes have spoken about financial advisors. We enable our financial advisors across the network to be able to give clients specific advice that's tailored to their needs. But we also have a very unique online process where you can actually go and discover the plan that's right for you. So the simple online tool that's available on discovery.co.za is you just essentially look at what your need is. You input it into the tool and it suggests for you the kind of plan that you should be looking at based on your affordability, based on your circumstances and your health needs. And you could use that tool to help you decide which is the right plan for you. It's important to note that the arrangement is specific to scheme products, not necessarily the insurance product where GAP falls into. So one needs to just make sure that we understand the distinction between the two. The Sharia compliant arrangement is specific to the existing scheme products.
And of course, Farzana, this is what makes this arrangement so unique, that it's specifically aimed at a health scheme. Let's put it that way. It's not the careful or insurance, it's a health scheme. And I'm sure this is what's going to make it unique going forward and has already made it unique.
Yeah, so the Discovery Health Medical Scheme, as it's set up, is a mutual fund by nature. And so it fills that element of takaful naturally. The element that's now made it Sharia compliant and where we focused the efforts on is on setting up the investments and the way in which the finances are managed for members who select the Sharia compliant arrangement. So there will now no longer be any interest on those funds. There will not be investment in any product classes like gambling or alcohol, for example. And so by doing that, any of the contributions that are received from members after paying out any expenses and claims, that element of reserve funds will now be invested in a Sharia compliant manner and will still accrue to the overall investments of the Discovery Health Medical Scheme.
Wais, I think, as I say in the classics, the undesirable elements in terms of investment are completely stripped out. So anybody listening to us right now can rest assured that no haram product, no haram business will be part of any investment in terms of the arrangement we're discussing.
Yes, I mean, that is what the Sharia scholars would continuously check. So in terms of the Sharia law, I mean, the most important thing is to strip out any interest or received or paid. So we've been very specific in terms of how we deal with that within this arrangement. And then also in terms of our investment methodology, I mean, there's certain businesses that we wouldn't invest in. So, for example, any business selling alcohol or pork or gambling institutions or anything like that. So we would be very specific in terms of how we invest members' funds and ensure that whatever returns we get are compliant, because that benefit goes back to those members.
Farzana, do you think it's a good idea to remind people listening to us that we're dealing with a very stable product with a very stable infrastructure, because Islamic finance or the Islamic finance sphere has proved to be the most resilient when there have been economic challenges? Do you think this is an important point to bring out?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look back at COVID, you look back at the last few years at the investment markets and the Sharia compliant investment markets, I think that what we can see is not only the consistency, but also the growth. And that's not only in countries like the Middle East and Africa, but I think you're seeing that in the UK and the US. You're seeing a lot of investment houses now creating ethical investments and creating Sharia compliant products. So the need for the sector and the need to cover Muslims and people who ascribe to these principles has clearly been seen across the world. And I think it's important that when we come back to our shores, that we come back to South Africa, that we also create this access and we find innovative ways to ensure that we create these types of products for our members.
And of course, a first for Africa and definitely a first for South Africa. Feroz, to get back to you, any other frequently asked questions coming across your desk? Because as we've already said, interest is mounting in terms of this new arrangement by Discovery Health, a Sharia-compliant medical scheme.
Yeah, I mean, if I go back to the point I made earlier around existing members, many people would be au fait with the term MSA or medical savings account. And so what happens to the MSA if I'm on an existing plan and, if I move over to the Sharia arrangement? So members who were on MSA plans before opting to the arrangement may have received prior interest on positive MSA balances. Discovery Health will calculate the amount of interest allocated to the members in the most recent 3 years of membership. The member will receive a notification regarding the interest that they've received on the MSA in the past 3 years. The member will have the option to contribute an equivalent amount for their own account to a charitable organization of their choice and at their discretion. So we try to the best of our ability cover off all of these bases to ensure that members feel like, you know, every aspect of the plan that they've bought into, even retrospectively, is somewhat compliant.
Ways to get back to you as we start to wind down. This really is an easily accessible arrangement, isn't it? I mean, anybody can go and get it at the click of a mouse. If we feel intimidated by that, we can go to our financial advisor. If we don't have any of these, we can even contact Discovery. And I'm sure there's lots of people ready and steady to help us.
I think that is the main idea. It was to make sure that anybody can get it and easily get transferred or transitioned into the Sharia compliant product. But I think the beauty is that, and what we've seen from Islamic financial products across the market, is that not only Muslims are opting for this option. And by doing this, Discovery is also opening up these Islamic products to all their customers and all their members to give them an option. And I mean, some people call it an ethical option, but we would just refer to it as the Islamic option. But what we've seen is that people, not only Muslims, are using these products. And by making it simple and easy to switch over and transition at no additional cost, with the added comfort of the Sharia committee overlooking it, we're hoping that people would be able to do this and get Islamic products as easily as possible.
Farzana, just to wrap up and just to sort of reassert what Uwais has said, this is an arrangement that is fully inclusive. So anybody listening to us right now who wants to follow the Sharia-compliant path, the ethical path, it's open to them. It doesn't matter who you are.
Exactly. It's available to anyone who ascribes to Sharia principles. It's available on all of our medical scheme plans, from core to comprehensive to the key care options. And you have the assurance that we have an independent Sharia advisory committee auditing and governing the Sharia compliance aspects of the arrangement.
That's all we have time for in this episode. A special thanks, a special shukran to Uwais, Firoz, and Farzana. And of course, please tune into our next podcast, episode 3, in this 4-part series to find out more about how the Discovery Health Medical Scheme's Sharia-compliant arrangement is backed by some of South Africa's top Sharia experts. For the last time, I'm Shafiq Morton. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this episode in the Discovery Health Medical Scheme Sharia Compliant Medical Scheme Arrangement podcast series. Do look out for other episodes in this dynamic series. Visit www.discovery.co.za/info/Sharia for more information.